Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Every now and then I come across a story where I'm like, that's going to be our worst day on the web.
Okay, hit me.
Just by the headline. I have barely glanced at the story, but the headline was so enticing that I was just like, this is a Mad Lib. Mice on remote island that eat albatrosses alive sentenced to death by bombing. Conservationists say
a rodenticide
bomb could save them.
A rodenticide. Okay. So wait, they're going to bomb the island and be like, we need to save the albatrosses. Drop a bomb, baby. Like the albatrosses aren't going to die?
Chem warfare, baby.
So chemical warfare, it's only going to kill the rodents.
I'm sure this will definitely not have any side effects like create Godzilla.
Not one bit. I've seen enough movies to know that this is how Godzilla is like created. This is how the evil monster comes up. We're going to have like mutant. They're going to recreate dinosaurs. They're going to turn these things into stegosauruses.
How are the mice big enough to eat an albatross?
Going to turn it into Isla Nublar.
Yeah.
I've seen, what was that, Man in the Iron Mask? And also, what was it? Oh, boy. Now this is going to send me down the rabbit hole. I don't know what mob movie it was.
Is this the blowtorch in the can?
Yeah, with the rat. You have that. Man in the Iron Mask had, like, they put the rat inside and let that go. That was like medieval torture.
Yeah.
They'd put a rat in a can with blowtorch, but they also did, was it The Departed? One of those Boston, you know what I'm talking about. One of those had the rat in a can on a blowtorch. You put it on the guy's stomach and he eats his way through.
Oh, God, it's Too Fast, Too Furious.
They did that in that show. They did it in one of those mob movies, too. I don't know if I've ever seen. No, Too Fast, Too Furious is the second one, right?
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah, seen that one. But that's a long way to say. Yeah, you don't have to be huge. They'll gang up on you. All you just got to do is get that albatross.
Well, I mean,
in the right state, it's sneak attack at night, and you start eating away at it.
They've you know how big an albatross is. Like, an albatross is a bird the size of a freaking person, dude.
Yeah,
like they've got a 12-foot wingspan. They're huge birds.
Yeah.
So how the hell is a rat, a mouse eating an albatross?
Gang up on them. Gang up on them. Just gang up
on them. Just throwing up sets.
Yeah, I mean, just you're sitting there and you got the red mice and the blue mice and the orange mice and the purple mice, and they just all they tie their
bandanas together.
Yeah, they come up and they get you.
So this is on Marion Island. It's an island between South Africa and Antarctica, and humans are the ones who screwed this up. They introduced mice to the island in the 19th century.
Oh, no way. Humans did something wrong? No
and
way.
They have developed a taste for the wandering albatross, which that's that absolutely monstrous albatross.
This guy too big to fly? Maybe that's how they get them, is that they're like, yeah, you can't. We know you can't fly. Gotcha.
It says they can spend hours in flight without rest or a single flap.
Oh.
So they can just get up there, and they got those big old wings, and they can just, whoop, stay up in the air for literal hours.
Oh, man.
So they can, they not only can they fly, they can, like, super fly. They are a blaxploitation movie. They are
but
super
can
fly.
They super dupa fly?
Yeah, see? Birdsploitation?
I see what you guys are doing.
You don't like it?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
There we go.
I don't like it. I love it.
To give people with nothing else better to do with their time something to do, the Mouse Free Marion Project, a collaboration between South African government and BirdLife South Africa, is trying to raise $29 million to drop 660 tons of rodenticide-laced pellets onto the island.
Yeah, this is going to go
nothing
horribly.
But nothing wrong with 660 tons of rat poison being dumped on an island.
I feel like this is how Dr. Evil gets his sharks with laser beams, because there's a lot of sharks off this coast of South Africa.
Freaking sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their freaking heads.
Laser beams.
1.32
Not sea bass.
Million pounds.
That is insane.
Of rat poison.
I don't know who. I'm an idiot, and I think that this is a bad idea. You know, like this is something that, like, I don't know if, like, the people calling the shots in South Africa are a bunch of dudes at a bar with a few pops in them, because I feel like this is a drunk idea. And they're like, you know what? Sounds good. We should probably do it. And nobody in his right state of mind should be like, this is going to work out really well for us. Over what period of time are they going to do this? Like, are they going to just blanket the area?
Oh, yeah,
say,
no. Like, it's full
on. We're
going
to do it all at once?
In the winter of 2027. They are going to.
All right,
to,
so they get 3 months.
This is going to be like.
So it's.
It's German Blitzkrieg.
It's a massive issue they're super worried about in 2 years.
Yeah. Got to make sure they're probably doing.
Because I'm gonna count this winter as winter of 2025.
Sure,
I think I'm gonna be fair with that.
Okay. They're probably looking at this in the sense of, like, from, like, climate and, like, best potential, like, the mice, you know, kind of being down for the winter, coming up for the spring, it, like, leaks into the food supply. You know,
yeah, but wait for 2 years. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It'd be in the summer.
They're in winter right now.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So
it would be summer.
Yeah. So they're going three.
Well, maybe this is their winter of 2027. It doesn't specify.
So we're at the tail end of that. Yeah. So, like, they couldn't, like, push this through to be a.
Well, maybe they don't have the money. Maybe they're hoping to raise the money by then.
Oh, right. Again, it's and hope that the rats don't eat all the albatross before then.
And
who
they're
cares?
Being dropped by helicopter.
Sweet.
It does say, by striking in winter when the mice are most hungry, the conservationists hope to eradicate the entire mouse population of up to 1 million individuals. The CEO says, we have to get rid of every last mouse.
Uh-huh.
If there was a male and female remaining, they could breed and eventually get back to where they are now. They first arrived on the island, the mice.
And then we're going to have just a bunch of inbred mice running around.
Right. Well, I mean, they are already. They began their reign of terror by decimating the island's invertebrates and feasting on seabird eggs. By 2003, the mice were eating seabird chicks alive. And now, a decade later, the mice have figured out how they can take on adults, too, by hopping on them and slowly eating them until they succumb.
Yeah. That's like the frog in the pot theory, right?
Albatrosses are defenseless against mice because they didn't evolve alongside terrestrial predators.
Yeah, so they're dumb.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The whole idea, like, they don't have any mechanism by which they might defend themselves. I don't know. Shake?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, they're like, ow, ow. Ow.
It's like a lemming. Ow. It's the dumbest animal.
Well, like guess I'm going to die now.
Seat. Just ow, quit it. Yeah. Ow, quit it.
Yeah. And then just, you're dead.
All these albatrosses are just Ralph Wiggum, just giggling. I'm in danger. Like, what the hell? You can't, like, if you've got one on you, can't go for a swim? Take it out to the ocean?
Yeah, this is a great text. Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. HBO will be making a Chernobyl-like show about this in 40 years. Yep.
The island that man cannot go to because they poisoned it to death with rat.
And you know what?
Either that or the Sci-Fi Channel is going to get their hands on this story.
Sharknado. Ratnado.
Ooh.
Rat. What is it called?
Rodenticide.
Rodenticide.
Yeah.
Rodenticide NATO.
Yeah. It'll be like a rodent version this of Toxic, like, Avenger.
This is like the day after tomorrow, where it's like instead of a hurricane, it's like a rodent, a rat poison hurricane.
Yeah.
That just tears through Africa.
Is there anything else? It doesn't sound like anything else lives on this island. If the albatross is so dumb, it never had a predator, and they're like, yeah, just go ahead and eat me. I'm fine.
I love this. This is the literal last line.
So not worried about anything else dying.
Well, the rodenticide at the heart of new eradication strategy, in contrast, should only kill mice because it doesn't affect Marianne Island's native invertebrates, sure. And the seabirds usually feed at sea.
Yeah.
So
there's no way these birds are dumb enough to eat the rat poison. They are dumb enough to get eaten live by a rat, but there's no way they're going to be dumb enough to be like, I'll try that.
Yeah. And spread that to the entire bird population.
Yeah.
The other part of this is there was a previous attempt to control them, the mice.
Yeah.
Guess what it was?
Make them pets.
Cats.
Snakes.
Ding.
Cats?
They dropped feral cats on the island in 1948.
Operation Garfield Drop.
And what did they
use?
They took
five cats to the island in 1948, yeah. But the offsprings went feral and hunted the birds.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So, yeah, we've tried to fix this once by introducing something else to the island that wasn't originally there after introducing to the island something that wasn't already there, and we're going to fix it again the third time by introducing something to the island that wasn't already there.
Have these guys never watched Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner?
All right, so can we just say that maybe Darwin in this, like, only the strong survive? Maybe the albatross.
Dumb bird.
If you get, like, we're like, hey, dude, you keep getting eaten by these rats, and then
no. They are literal mice. Okay. They are not rats.
Okay, so you get eat by this mice, and we're going to try to save you, bud. We're going to bring in these cats, and they're like, bah, derp. Okay, get eaten by them cats now? These birds, man. These birds are dumb. Back to that text about the Chernobyl show. I like that he said HBO will be making a documentary about this. He didn't say Max, because I believe in 40 years, they're going to realize this was such a bad rebrand. We're going to go, we're not calling it Max anymore. We're going to go back to HBO. Thank you for that text. That's 3D chess you were playing there.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we have rodenticide. Which I'm not against. The rats and mice are creepy.
I mean, yeah.
Don't like it.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.